Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on episode 1337 of the weekday podcast. And we're in day two of overwhelm following these four letters, CFCL. So C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, L as in love. And so I want us to unpack what this means to us this week. And the CFCL is call, forgive, count, and love. It comes from Psalm 130, eight short verses. Call on God, forgive, ask, receive, and offer forgiveness, count on God's love, have hope in His word, and love. He wants to make you and Him right. It is His redemption plan. Yesterday, we spoke, if you have not listened to yesterday's podcast, about God's doesn't keep office hours. God doesn't keep office hours. Your marriage, family, and friends are of significant interest to God. So is your status of possibly being overwhelmed. His throne room is never too busy, too full, and never socially distanced. He is here right now. He is ready for you, not only waiting on you to bring Him your overwhelm, but longing for you to bring it to Him. And when you do so, He is ready, and He's ready to do something special. In verses 3 and 4 of the 130th Psalm, we read this: Lord, if you keep a record of our sins, who could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. You know, the Bible always has this great universal teaching that God is, that He always is, period. He's always available, always on call, always ready. And here's the great thing: He's always ready, willing, and able to hear you and answer you. And the author of the Psalms in 130, in their mind, their troubles were connected with some sin. They may or not have been, that may not have been actually true. The sin may not have caused where they were at in being overwhelmed. But in any case, it's always a good idea to eliminate unconfessed sin as a possible cause of our overwhelmed status. When we start here, that would mean that if we have sin in our life, get rid of it. I mean, let's face it, we all do. I think I've heard this my entire life: keep your sin list short. You know, the beautiful thing is, when you come to God with looking for forgiveness of whatever sin you may have committed or omitted, then God has the unique way of responding with an eraser to the list. Because you see, the psalmist says, oh, my stars, if you kept a list and it never got erased, we would fill warehouses full of just our own sin. Well, if the Lord were to mark out all of those itemized accounts, the fact is our life would be in a hopeless situation. But we can be forever grateful that there is a way in which our sins can be forgiven. There is forgiveness for the guilty person, and there is forgiveness for the believer, just like most of us, starting with me. In the world of God's forgiveness, there is judicial forgiveness. That is, forgiveness from God, the ultimate judge. It's obtained by faith in Christ. It covers the penalty of all sins, past, present, and future. Now, that much we know, because our substitute is Jesus that died so we would not have to. And in the world of God's forgiveness, there is also parental forgiveness. The forgiveness of God, our Heavenly Father, obtained by confessing our sins to Him. It results in a restoration of being in a right relationship with God and His family. It also is purchased for us by the same blood shed on the same cross. But there is a difference. And the big difference is that God wants us to bring whatever those sins are immediately so we keep our list short. Well, here's the beautiful perspective when we understand it. One result of God's forgiveness is that He should always be awed. He should be feared, but not in a sense of we are fearful, but in a sense that we are replacing our overwhelm with being overwhelmed by how wonderful he is to us to always forgive, to be in awe, to be in reverence, to trust, to love, to worship. Well, friend, that's a beautiful picture, and I'm glad you joined me on day two of Overwhelmed. And thank you. I look forward to sharing with you a little bit more on day three tomorrow. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.